From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Congressional District 2 Representative Yvette Harrell of New Mexico reported that she was escorted safely from the Capitol on Wednesday after protesters stormed the Capitol building during the electoral certification count of President-elect Joe Biden. She later issued a statement that the violence at the Capitol was reprehensible. There were other protests across the country. One was held at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, where a disturbance occurred. Representative Candy Spencer-Sell of Chavez County said she was in the middle of a Zoom meeting.
Immediately prior to the start of that, the whole Capitol had to be evacuated. All the people that were in there, all the sanitation crews that were trying to clean. It was a peaceful protest.
According to media sources, a small fight broke out briefly between a Trump supporter and a counter-protester who was holding a gay pride flag. The newly created Carlsbad chapter, Concerned Citizens for New Mexico, also gathered Wednesday in front of the Eddy County Courthouse in support of President Trump and against the closure of the state. Organizer Mackenzie Pettis.
The purpose and goal of what was going down here in Carlsbad is just to get the name out, to basically let people know what we stand for, and that is getting power back into the hands of the people of New Mexico. It's government overreach is really what it is, and it's almost like they want it to fail.
Hobbs police on Wednesday arrested 44-year-old Jimmy L. Savage Jr. of Hobbs in connection with a domestic abuse case on New Year's Eve. The Lee County Sheriff's Office initially handled the case. Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez tells us more.
Deputies responded to the Lee Regional Hospital in reference to a reported battery that had occurred in the area of Comanche Street and Warpath Street in Hobbs. The victim reported she had been struck on her face, mouth, and head by her boyfriend, Jimmy L. Savage Jr., while they were drinking alcohol at a local Hobbs hotel.
A no-bonds warrant had initially been issued for Savage Jr. on charges of aggravated battery on a household member. The Lovington City Council will conduct a special meeting tonight at 5:30 to review the budget and make stringent cuts accordingly. Mayor David Trujillo elaborates.
Well, we're looking at a variety of areas. We're trying to not cut just one area and take a lot out of one area, so it's going to be multiple areas.
Tonight's meeting, 5:30 at City Hall. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.